Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sisel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Sherrod. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Roy Sherrod. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisel. The throw from Dickey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisel scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Lazzari moves to second. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1. And the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. Calm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berg moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 1 in the game. Durst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Durst moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. Durst moves to third. Two outs. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherrod hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durst scores. Dickey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazary is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lazary hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Koenig moves to third. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sherrod hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Koenig scores. Dickey moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to second for the out. Dickey scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Sissel covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doug Tate pinch hits for Willie Calm. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.